Welcome so much to Thrive Church. Man, we are so excited that you took time out of your life to invest in the kingdom of God and God's word into your life. Man, we're so excited that you made us a part of that. We count that a privilege and we don't take that for granted. Man, we hope that today's message blesses you. We also pray that if it does, that you'll take time just to rate and review our podcast, however you take this information in. Just would mean the world to us. Also, if you're interested in giving and supporting the work here at Thrive Church, you can do so by going to thrivechurchonline.com. Just go to the giving tab. Man, let's jump right into today's message. Good morning, Thrive Tribe. Man, we are so excited that you're here today. I'm excited to see what the Lord wants to do in and through Thrive Church and in and through your life this morning. I just believe that God is up to some really neat things. I want to encourage you again, if you haven't, I feel like I talk about this every week, but if you have not yet done this, I'm going to encourage you to go get the YouVersion Bible app. It's totally free. We've got devotionals that we do online with folks. You can jump into one of those. If you're interested in being in an online devotional group, you can email us at amen@thrivechurchonline.com. Again, amen@thrivechurchonline.com. And we'll get you plugged into a group. We also want you to download that app, not just to do your daily devotionals, but you can go in the bottom right-hand corner, click, there are three little bars, whether you're on an Android or an iPhone, click those. It'll bring up a page. You can scroll down to where you see events. We're in the 27215 area code. You can find Thrive Church, click on it. You'll see all my message notes. You'll be able to add your own notes under each scripture. It's just a really neat platform, a really neat way for you to take what you learn every week and not just learn it on Sunday, but apply it to the rest of your week. Man, we want you to take what you learn every week and just dig into it, man. I believe that there's enough content in every week's service that you can, if you focus on it, you can grow your faith exponentially in just a short order of time, because I believe that God wants to prosper you. He wants to bless you. He wants to move you forward in your faith journey and in your life. Because let's be honest, what we're all trying to do is learn how to navigate this world and this life as best we can, with the mindset that there is a world to come, which is heaven, and that is our ultimate destination as a Christ follower. So in the end, no matter what you're going through, God said He wins, and if God wins, you win. So let's dive into this week's message. This week, I want to talk to you a little bit about proximity. Proximity, by definition, is this: a nearness in place, time, order, occurrence, or relation. Again, proximity by definition: a nearness in place, in time, order, occurrence, or relation. I believe that God has put something inside of you that ultimately God is trying to birth out of you. And a lot of times it's not just one thing. Oftentimes we birth multiple things through different seasons of our life that God wants to put inside of us, allow to grow, and then birth out into the world around us. But I think proximity comes so much into play, because there are two things that are going to affect your ultimate success and your ultimate fulfillment of your purpose in life. A lot of people talk about wanting to live up to their, that they say, man, I want to live to the fullest potential of my life. Well, there's a difference between purpose and fulfillment. You can fulfill every potential that you have, but never hit your purpose. Your purpose is the why. It's what you really sent here to do. It's the thing that God placed you here to do. Fulfillment just means that you didn't really have any free time. You can mow your yard. You know, mow your neighbor's yard. You can join every committee and do every group and play every sport. And you can be full, but never really have reached your purpose. But I believe that proximity, what you choose to be near and what you choose to be away from, ultimately affects whether or not you reach your purpose. And the thing in life is not to be full, but to be a life on purpose, to live and do everything that God put you here to live and do. It's about finding your proximity to what you're supposed to be close to. Because if God is trying to birth something out of you, that means God has put something inside of you. And you have to give birth in the right place. I believe that there are two things that are going to affect your ability to bring these purposes out of your life. The first is your proximity to people, And I want to take a look at that. There are two quotes that really stuck out in my head when it comes to proximity, when it comes to relationship with people. In other words, who do I know to be close to, and who should I stay far away from? How do I know the people in my life that I'm really supposed to draw close to, that God put there, these special people that are in my life? And how do I know how to weed out? Because again, you can be full of people in your life. I know people that have 10,000 followers on social media, and they've got all these friends and all that, but they're full, but they're not really living into their potential. They're not really living into their purpose. Because I believe that you, until you feel your purpose, you can never really be fulfilled. It's kind of like this. You can eat McDonald's and fast food, and you can feel your tummy up, but you're never really going to be satisfied. You're never really going to hit that place where you're really enjoying it. But man, when you put the right things in your body and you fuel it in the way that God intended it to run, man, you feel better and you think better and you live the same life, but you live that same life better. I believe that when God puts something inside of you, and I think that there's something inside of everybody, that the way we live with proximity to other people, man, it matters. And so the first quote comes from Booker T. Washington. And he said this: associate yourself with people of good quality, for it is better to be alone than in bad company. I'm going to read that again. Booker T. Washington quote. It says, associate yourself with people of good quality, for it is better to be alone than in bad company. See, some people would rather be in bad company than to be alone. But I'm going to encourage you this morning that when it comes to looking at the people that are in your life, the people that you choose to have your proximity, that closeness, that nearness, that relationship with, I want you to look at whether or not it's the thing and the people that God had put in your life to help you birth your purpose, because it's all about proximity. Matter of fact, if you're on our social media right now, I want you to type in, if you're on social media or on our online church platform, I want you to right now, I want you to type in proximity. I want you to type in proximity, because your proximity to people matters. Matter of fact, the second quote is from an unknown author. It says this: you become like the five people you spend the most time with. So choose carefully. You become like the five people you spend the most time with. So be careful and choose real carefully. When I went to the scripture, I immediately went to Luke chapter 1, 39 through 56. This is kind of a Christmas message out of season, but it's always the right time to preach the Bible, so I'm comfortable with it. But Luke chapter 1, 39 through 56. It said, in those days, Mary arose and went with haste to the hill country, to a town of Judea. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth had heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she exclaimed with a loud cry, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when I heard the sound of your greeting and it came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment from what was spoken of the Lord. Now here's the thing. God had spoken into Mary's life this promise that she was going to have the Messiah, which we all know is Jesus. She goes to Elizabeth, her cousin's house, and she goes, walks in the door, and when she gets there, she does what all of us do. She cries out, "Hey, how's everybody doing? Hey, good to see you." You know, and she's greeting all the family. In my mind, somehow this is actually a Christmas thing, because you know how it is at Christmas. You come in to the house and you're speaking to people you haven't seen in a while, because it says she went to the hill country. And I'm actually from the Virginia-Tennessee line. And a lot of times when you go in there, when I go back home, I see relatives that I haven't seen in a long time, and I'm, hey, and you know, speaking to everybody, Merry Christmas and Happy Thanksgiving or whatever holiday it happens to be. We're speaking to all those people. And I think that's what Mary did. And it said that when Elizabeth heard it, the baby inside her leapt. And it said that she was filled with the Holy Spirit, that it caused this God thing to come alive inside of her life. And it took me to this place where I have to ask a question. Are the people in your life, are they causing what God has put inside of you to come alive? Are they causing something inside of you? Do the conversations you have and the experiences you have with those people cause that God thing, that Holy Spirit inside of you to leap? Does it cause what God is trying to birth inside of you to stir a little bit? Because the people that you spend proximity with, the people that you're close to, should be stirring the things of God in your life. Because God doesn't ever put something inside of you that He doesn't want to birth out of you. But until it is ready to be birthed, while it's being grown, while it's being groomed, man, the people you're around, the people you allow to speak into your life, and the people that you speak into their lives matter. I'm going to go back to the second quote that was from the unknown author. It said, man, you're going to become like five people that you hang around with. Man, you need to choose carefully. And even more to the point, Booker T. Washington, when he said, man, look, it's better to be alone than it is to hang out with bad people. Man, I'm going to tell you right now that God has put something inside of you, and you have to be so careful who you talk to, who you listen to, who you hang around, because they are either going to help birth what's inside of you come out, or they're going to help abort it. So many people have had what God has tried to birth out of them aborted because they hung out and they talked to the wrong people. I know that for my life, whenever I have gone through something, a health issue or a challenge in my life, financial or relational or whatever, I'm always very careful who I talk to. Have you ever had a sickness and you made this mistake of calling your Aunt Ruth or your Aunt Sally or whoever it is, and you call and you're like, hey, you know, you're not going to believe this. I found this bruise on my finger. Man, I don't even know where it came from, but it's super blue. I'm not real sure. And she, well, you know, honey, I heard my friend Jenna, she had one of those too. It ended up being cancer, and she died 3 days later. And something that was only just a little issue in your life suddenly became this thing in your head to where it was aborting and became catastrophic to the promise that God had of your life being overflowing with blessing, and that you were going to live a long life, and that God made a promise on your life. And have you ever had somebody just speak something, and all of a sudden you felt like something in your life was dying? It was being aborted inside of you. God said, man, you got to be real careful about who you hang out with, because just like Mary, you can hang out with people who are either going to build you up and they're going to stir what the gift of God, as Paul said, that's inside of you. They're either going to help that thing come to life, or they're going to be there to help kill it. The crazy thing is, God will plant it inside of you, but He lets you choose the proximity. God will plant it inside of you, but He lets you choose the proximity of the people that you allow either to nurture it or to destroy it. Have you ever had God plant something inside of your life? I know that when we got ready to plant Thrive Church and we were going through that process, we had left a great church with great pastors, and we just took a season and we were kind of figuring out what the Lord wanted us to do. In the meantime, I took a different job. I wasn't full-time at that point in the ministry. I was bivocational. And I just want to speak to every bivocational pastor that is doing this, or every pastor that's pastoring for free. I just want to tell you, you're not less than. You're not in some way in a deficit, but my friend, you are being used by the Lord. And I don't care if you've got a congregation of two or 2,000. You, my friend, are anointed of God. Don't give up and don't quit. I don't know who that was for, but I just felt like I needed to share it. But when we started this, I had to take another job just because the church was not big enough to be full vocational. But it's where I felt like God wanted me, and I felt like that the church was something God wanted to birth out of my life, that God wanted me to give birth to this church. Of course, it's always been His hand on it, His favor that's helped it grow. I totally recognize that without God, I'm going to wreck this ship. I'll just be honest with you. I will just absolutely train wreck it. But in that, I had to hang around with people who were fanning that gift of God, people telling me that I could do it and that they were praying for me and that they were supporting me and they were lifting me up. Because if I would have listened to the wrong people, man, we even had friends and family who told us we were crazy. Man, I can't believe that you would go birth your own church. Man, what are you thinking? Man, do you know how many churches fail? And do you know how many churches never make it? And do you know? But here we are, a living testimony, all the lives that we impact every week, every day. Man, we impact them. You impact them because we birth out of our lives. And I don't think we're finished seeing this thing reach maturity, but we birthed it because we chose to be in proximity with people who believed in what God had planted inside of us. You are no different. God is trying to birth something out of you. Some people he's trying to birth faith. Some people he's trying to birth a confidence in the promises of God. Some people he's trying to birth healing. Some people he's trying to birth provision. Some people he's trying to birth a deeper walk. But man, who you stand in proximity to, who you're close to, and who you're far away from is going to matter whether or not you ever see that thing birthed out of your life. If what's in you, if what's in them, the people that you hang around, doesn't cause what's inside of you to leap, then they are people that you don't need close proximity with. I'm going to say that again. If what's inside of the people that you hang out with isn't stirring, isn't challenging, isn't growing the thing that God planted inside of you, then you're probably hanging around the wrong people. As a matter of fact, Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20 says this: whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. Whoever walks with the wise will become wise. Man, you are who you hang around with. That proximity matters. So man, if you hang out with people that are wise, if you hang out with people that are spiritual, if you hang out with people that are seeking the things of the Lord, if you hang out with those people, that's what you're going to become. But you know what? If you hang out with foolish people, you know what? Harm is going to come to you. That is a promise from God. If you are right now, if you have your proximity around the wrong people and you know it, man, you know that the Holy Spirit is just speaking to you right now and you're going, man, there's some people that I need to let go out of my life. My friend, I'm just here to tell you, it's not because they're bad people. It just means that they're not supposed to be in that proximity. You need to move them further out in your circle. I imagine a dartboard. So you've got bullseye. Man, I've got my bullseye friends and there are not many of them, and I keep them inside my circle, and I talk to them, and I text them, and I allow them to speak into my life, and I allow them to challenge me. Man, I allow them to say some stuff that I don't want to hear from time to time. And I just sit there and I'm like, man, those are the people that I need close to me. Man, they're the people that always tell me the truth. And they're the people who are going to love me when I preach my worst sermon. And they're going to love me when I preach my best sermon. They're going to believe in me when the church is growing. And they're going to believe me when it's in a plateau or even a decline. Because everything goes through seasons. Everything has seasons of ups, downs, and flats. But man, they're going to be there. And they're going to be there to challenge my faith walk. And to challenge my relationships. And to challenge my faith in the Lord. But you know what? Those bullseye people, man, I've got to have them because they cause something in me to leap. And they are people that are wise, and I know that and they're godly, and I know that what God put in them is what I want in my life. Then I've got the next string, and they encourage me, but not near as much. And they have some things that sometimes they speak life, but sometimes they speak death. And so I've got to keep them out. And then I've got to go out another ring, and I've got people that I just know that I can speak to at Walmart. Just kind of throw your hand up. How you doing? How's your mom and him? And keep right on going. I can't get into any type of real relationship because my proximity to them would bring me down in my faith walk. Man, your proximity matters so much to everything in your life, man. And right now we're just talking about friends. There's a second step to this, but the first thing is, man, you've got to understand that the proximity of who you hang out with will in fact affect your trajectory. And if you're sitting there going, man, I'm all over the map in my faith walk, man. I'm up and I'm down and I'm sideways. My friend, I'm going to ask you, how many of those good people, those godly people that God has placed in your life that would love to hear from you, that would love to text you, that would love to be involved in your life, how many of those people has God planted there that you are not reaching out to? And their proximity is further away than really what the Lord wanted. Sometimes we do that because there's something in our life that we don't want to deal with. Sometimes we make up all these lies. Man, if I listen to so many lies in my own head. Maybe I'm the only one, but I will talk myself out of calling somebody because I don't want to bother them, or I feel like I'm an interruption, or I feel like they don't care, when in reality, all they're doing is waiting on me. God said this. He said, man, he said, I planted some people in your life, but you've got to make sure that your proximity to them, how close up on them you are, make sure that it matches what I'm trying to birth out of you. Because if you hang out with wise people, you're going to be wise. But if you hang out with foolish people, man, harm's about to come to you. Matter of fact, I love what Proverbs, I know I'm kind of in a Proverbs kick, but Proverbs 27:17 says this. It says, iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. God said this. He said, man, the relationships that you have, if it's a godly relationship, if the proximity in it is right, man, it's going to sharpen you. It's going to make you better. It's going to grow you. It's going to put an edge on you. Because, you know, the scripture says this, that the word of God is like a two-edged sword. In other words, it cuts going into your life and it cuts coming out. That it's able to get into the very heart, the very center of who a man is, the very DNA of who they are. And I think that a lot of times, according to scripture, I know this is true, that God uses people to help sharpen us. But it takes two people of the same metal to make the right kind of warrior. It makes two people that are willing to have tough conversations and loving conversations and conversations that cause stuff to leap inside of you and excitement and belief and faith and just trust in the Lord. Man, those people are the people that you've got to hang out with. I wish I could just shout this from the rooftop, that who you hang out with, the proximity matters every time. Matter of fact, turn to Matthew chapter 4, 18 through 22. Matthew chapter 4, 18 through 22. We're going to kind of shift around just a little bit. And I hope to drive this home. But in Matthew chapter 4, verse 18, while walking by the Sea of Galilee, he, being Jesus, saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother. They were casting nets into a sea, for they were fishermen. Isn't it always funny that what you start out with God is never what God plans to leave you as? What you start out at, God is always looking to transform you from sinner to saint. He's looking to transform you from a fisher of fish to a fisher of men. God has something He's always trying to birth out of you. But I want you to notice in the scripture, proximity matters. And He said to them, follow me, and I will make you fisher of men. Jesus looks at him and says, look, you're going to have to leave the boat, and you're going to have to change your proximity. You're going to have to leave fishing. You're going to have to leave what you know, and you're going to have to come into this place with me where you're around me, because I've got to make something inside of you leap so that you can become something that you don't even understand what I'm talking about. Because I promise you, when Jesus looked at Peter and said, Peter, I'm going to make you a fisher of men, Peter had no idea that he was going to be the rock that Jesus built his church on. And the gates of hell wouldn't prevail against it. Peter had no idea that he was going to reach into a fish's mouth and pull out a gold coin. But none of those stories happen. None of it happens. Man, we don't feed all those people with a little boy's lunch. We don't walk on the water. We don't do any of those things. All the stories that you hear around Peter's life, none of it happens if Peter doesn't change his proximity to Jesus. At that time, Jesus was not only fully God, but he was fully man. And I think part of the lesson that he's teaching out of this story is he said, man, your proximity to me is going to matter. Your proximity not only to God, and we're going to get to that in just a second, but your proximity to people are going to matter. I don't think that Peter would have become the man of God that he was unless if he would not have hung around with the 12 disciples. Man, your proximity matters. Who you hang out with matters. As a matter of fact, it said, and immediately they left their nets and followed him. I'm going to ask you a question. What is God telling you right now? What are the relationships? What are the people right now that God's telling you you've got to immediately get away from to go follow the thing that's going to make something leap inside of your life? What is God telling you that you're going to have to leave because he's trying to birth something out of your life? And going from there, he saw the other two brothers, James and John, the sons of Zebedee and John, his brother. In the boat was Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them, and immediately they left. It was all about proximity. Peter had to stay close to Jesus because he understood that his proximity to God was going to be what birthed his purpose. man, who does God need you to adjust your proximity with so that he can birth his purpose out of your life? I believe he's speaking to people right now. The second thing that is really going to matter is in order for you to for God to birth what he's trying to out of your life, not only are you going to have to change your proximity with people in your life, but you're going to have to change your proximity to God. In other words, you can have the right people in your life, but if you don't have the relationship with God that you need to, you still can't birth what God's trying to birth out of your life. You can't go to relationships and reject the creator of relationships. You can't go to people and reject God, the author and finisher of your faith. If you really want God to birth something through you, not only are you going to have to watch the people that are around you that are cultivating, that are helping you nurture the thing that God planted inside of you, but you're going to have to stay connected to the umbilical cord, the person who birthed that in your life in the first place. James 4:8 says this, "Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." He said, draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinner, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. God said this, he said, you know, you have to become committed to the proximity that you're going to have with God. I love the way that this starts out. It says, man, draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. He's talking about proximity. Listen to it. He said, draw near, pull yourself, draw, pull yourself, walk yourself in and get as close as you can to God. Well, how do we get close to God? Man, we covered this in another series, the Go Deep series, but man, you spend time in the Word of God and you spend time listening to worship and you spend time worshiping God. You spend time in the house of God, whether you choose to come to a physical building or you choose to solely online. Man, you're right now, if you're in your living room, your kitchen, you're on your way to work, right now, man, where you're at is a sanctuary. It's the meeting place with God. I love the term sanctuary because it's a safe place that you hide from other things from. God said this, he said, if you'll draw near to me, if you'll come into my sanctuary, if you'll come in where you're every day, man, you're in fellowship with me. If you'll change your proximity, I'll be so close to you. You draw near to me and I'll draw near to you. And then he speaks and he said, but you know what? You need to get rid of your double-mindedness. You need to sell out to being close to me and these people that I put into your life so that the proximity is there so that I can birth what I need to out of your life. 3 John verse 2 says this, I pray that you may prosper in all things. This is from the New King James Version. I just think it was the best translation of this scripture. He said, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. There's a direct correlation between prosperity and prosperity isn't Bentleys and mansions. Prosperity is good things coming out of our life. To be prosperous is to be moving forward. He said, man, if you really want your life to move forward and you want to live a blessed life, he said, man, there's a direct correlation between your relationship with God and how I'm able to bless you. It's all about proximity. If you're in chat right now, I want you to type proximity matters. Type it right now. Proximity matters. Your proximity to God and your proximity to people matters. Man, God is trying to birth something right now out of your life. This is the moment. I just feel like there are pastors right now that are listening to this and you're about to give up on your church because we've been through the COVID thing. I'm here to tell you don't give up. I think that there are people about to give up on their marriages that are listening to this, and I'm here to tell you don't give up. God's trying to birth something out of you. There are people right now that you're about to give up on your life itself, man. You've even contemplated, you'd never tell anybody this, but you've even contemplated suicide, and God's saying don't do it. I'm about to birth something out of you, but you're going to have to get out of the world that you're living in, and you're going to have to change your proximity. You're going to have to get in proximity with people who love you and who care about you and who want to lift you up and stir that thing that I planted inside of you. Man, I want you to get around people of God and people with godly character and godly beliefs. And the second thing is God saying this, come get near to me. Man, you don't have to be alone. If you are a Christ follower, you can never be alone, because Scripture clearly teaches us that once you accept Jesus into your heart, that the Holy Spirit comes and dwells inside of you. That means this, you can never be alone because God is always with you. Don't give up, but change your proximity. Change your proximity to other people. There's some people that I'm telling you right now, there are people under the sound of my voice that need to let folks go out of their life. and they need to draw near to other people. You may look at me and say, Pastor, you know what? I'm by myself. I haven't talked to anybody in 9 months. I haven't talked to anybody since this pandemic started. I'm all alone and I'm heartbroken and I just don't feel like world's worth going on with. I want you to reach out to us, amen@thrivechurchonline.com. We will put you with a partner, and they will begin to disciple you and take you through daily devotionals, and they'll encourage you and they'll lift you up because we believe that God's trying to birth something out of you. Don't give up on the dreams that God has birthed inside of you. But I'll tell you what, they can be aborted by being around the wrong people and by disconnecting yourself from God. But if you'll change your proximity, if you'll come close to God, God will come close to you. If you come close to these godly people that are wanting to be involved in your life and are wanting to encourage you, God will birth something out of your life that's so amazing. It's so beyond comprehension. It'll be above anything that you could ask, think, or believe. But you know what? It all starts with making Christ the Lord of your life. So if you're here today and you say, you know what, man, I'm watching this online and I know that I need that God. The first thing I need to do is draw near to God. I've got to give my life to God. Then right now is your moment. There's going to be a box that comes up in our online chat. If not, again, email us. We would love to hear from you. But right now is your moment to accept God as your personal Lord and Savior. We're going to pray with you. And if you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior right now, I just want you to pray this prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, today I invite you into my life. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. God, I want to change my proximity. God, I feel far away from you. But right now, I'm drawing myself into you. God, I'm asking you to come into my life. God, right now, you're drawing close to me. God, today I ask you to save me and be the Lord of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. We believe that if you prayed that prayer, man, you just gave your life to Christ. But man, that is the start. Now we want to help you come to know God, man. We want to help you with daily devotionals. We want to help you in your prayer life. We want to help you in your weekly coming together as a body of Christ. Scripture says, forsake not the assembling of yourself together. But even more so as you see the end of the world coming, man, we're pushing closer and closer. Even non-believers are saying, man, how much crazier can the world get? Well, here's what I'm here to tell you. The world may get crazy, but God's always saying, God is always the hope. And if we will make our proximity close to Him, then He'll be close to us, and with God, we can weather any storm. Man, if you're a believer, I'm going to challenge you to do two things. I want you just to check where you're at right now in proximity with the people that you hang around. And I want you to check your proximity with your personal relationship with God. Have you slipped? Have you faltered? Have you drifted away? Man, if so, draw. Pull yourself back in close to God. Spend time in the Word and worship and prayer. Man, spend time with other believers. Man, let those bad influences go out of your life because we believe that God is trying to birth something out of you. Before we go, I just want to pray a prayer of blessing over you because we believe that the best things have not come out of your life yet, but God is going to birth them in this season. Let's pray. Father, right now I pray for every person under the sound of my voice. God, I just pray that you change their proximity to you. God, that you give them the strength, God, to let those things out of their life that don't need to be there, Father, and to draw close to you. God, to let some of those negative influences go out of their life, God, and surround themselves with wise people of God who will make them wise. God, and in doing so, I bind any calamity from their life. Father, I put a hedge of protection around them. Lord, I ask that you bless them and bless their children and their children's children. God, that the people of God will be called favored. Father, I thank you for what you're doing in and through their life, God, and I ask that you bring us all back here safely next week in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for joining us. Man, we love you guys so much. We can't wait to see you again next week. God bless you. Have an amazing week. Thank you so much for joining us today, man. We just pray that this message, the proximity, will just impact your life, that it'll just invade every aspect of how you live, your proximity to God and to people, that it'll impact the way even that you spend your time when you wait. Man, we just again ask that if this podcast did bless you at all, if it impacted your life, that you'll take time to rate and review. Also, if you're interested in supporting the church, you can do so by going to thrivechurchonline.com. Just go to the giving tab. Man, we're praying that God blesses you this week, that God encourages you this week, and that His favor is on everything that you do. God bless you. We'll see you next week.